The following audio is via a Skype call.
Welcome to the hit show, Sheer Alchemy with Leslie Fontaine on TransformationTalkRadio.com. Get ready to stir up your passions, identify your blocks, and shift into an entirely new existence. Just say yes to explosive abundance. Leslie Fontaine is a transformation catalyst and clairvoyant who uses her intuitive and energetic gifts to catapult listeners into living the life they were born to live. Whether it's shifting from scarcity to abundance, from emotional pain into joy, or from illness into health, Leslie will help you step into the true essence and power of all that you are with the help of the Ascended Masters and Archangels. You will not be the same. Now, here's your host, Leslie Fontaine.
And welcome to Sheer Alchemy. This is Leslie Fontaine, and we are talking about transforming. Always, we're talking about transforming. Today's show is about having integrity with your own energy, alignment plus abundance. And that's really how it works. You know, so often we've studied The Secret, we've studied the Law of Attraction, we've gone to numerous courses trying to improve our lives, to tap into that abundance message. And it feels good for a while. We're in the class. It's seeming like we can make this happen. And many of us actually do make some things happen. Sometimes, however, there is some of the nagging issues that come up in our field, in our thought patterns, in our emotions, and we wonder if we can move past some of these stuck places. Well, if this is you, and this is what comes up for you at times, as you desire so much to step into alignment with spirit, into alignment with your own truth and your excitement about your gifts and who you are and why you're on the planet, then this is a good show to listen to today. You know, our energy vibrates at multiple levels, and it's often impacted by old patterns, blocks, fears. Some of these are ours from childhood. Many of us can, you know, recall certain events in our lives. Some of us can't recall some events in our lives. We just shut down. The pain was too great, or the trauma was too horrible. And some things are not ours, like, you know, past life connections, ancestral line connections. Many of us carried our parents' pain or their emotions or their need to be loved, and we had no idea that it wasn't ours. So a lot of times we have these low-level feelings either of guilt or sadness, depression, anxiety, fear, and we try to shake it by white-knuckling it through, pushing our way through the situation, being tough anyway, you know, trying to be goal-oriented, and it doesn't work. It comes back, and we don't like that. So we're going to talk a little bit today about how to take a look at those parts of ourselves that maybe we don't tell everyone about. You know, we don't want everyone to know how we really feel, how we really look. If someone asks you how you're doing, you say, I'm doing great. I'm doing fine. You know, and you know somewhere down in you that's not entirely true. And you've been taught to, you know, through the spiritual movement to say you are doing great, you are blessed, you are doing wonderful. And then there's this thing down there and you're wondering, well, how do I deal with that? Well, I'm here to tell you that it's important to deal with that. It matters because you matter. A lot of times when we have covered up our feelings and covered up our pain, and we have gone through things, one thing we do is we isolate ourselves. We isolate ourselves when we're in pain. We don't necessarily include others. We're ashamed. We're embarrassed that we feel what we feel, or we look at life the way we look. Or if we've developed a certain reputation among people as a healer or as a coach or as a spiritual person, we don't want people to know, oh, every once in a while we have these places in ourselves that, you know, aren't perfect. And I am going to share a story that source showed me, my guidance showed me, you know, when I was going through this, and it would happen often right before I would be speaking at an event. And I would think, oh gosh, you know, I can't do this. I'm supposed to be spiritual. I'm supposed to be powerful. I'm supposed to have it together. What do you hear in that? You hear a little ego, don't you? And what Source showed me, even in the sense of inadequacy, is that our job is to keep our channel as open as possible so that 100% abundance, 100% Source, 100% unconditional love can flow through us. It is not about us being perfect that allows us to be this channel. It's us being willing. It's us every time we see certain things in ourselves that make us sad, or we feel guilt, or we feel shame, or if we feel poverty, or we feel failure, or we feel unloved and unloving, that is a moment that this is coming up for us to address. It's not that, well, when you've got that all handled, then you can go out there and be all that you are. We are like people building a boat and sailing at the same time. That is often what the spiritual path is like, or the energetic path, if you will, or the healer's path, if you will. I've had many times where Source said, okay, this is what I want you to do. And I'd say, I can't do that. I can't come out and do that. Which part of me was that talking? What I want you to understand is the part that often is talking is the part that was taught that before you do anything, make sure you look good, make sure you're perfect, make sure no one can poke any holes in what you're doing. That is ego. I talk often about ego because we think sometimes that ego is about being really arrogant and, you know, I, it's all about me out there, you know, and I'm all successful. The other part of ego is the one that's making it about us, that's saying, well, I have to be good. I have to be perfect. I have to have it figured out before I step out. I want to share today that that's the part of you that gets in the way of the gifts you carry. So today we're talking about having integrity with your energy, so that you can align with your energy, so you can align with your essence and create abundance. And abundance is what you desire. Abundance is what you are desiring to create. Another little nugget here before we, you know, go to break and really get into some work here is that abundance doesn't come from a place of lack. It doesn't come from need. Okay. And that's tricky for some of us, right? Because we wouldn't be asking for, you know, money or jobs or loved ones if we had it already and we feel this great need. So the important thing when we are tapping into that part of us that's feeling the lack and feeling the neediness is to ask where that's coming from and what that's about. I can promise you more often than not, we learned it as children. We listen to conversations with our parents. We listen to friends at school. We listen to people talking at work. We listen to the news and the horror of what was going on in the world or the fearful things happening in the economy. And we absorb that. If you are empathic and you are sensitive to energies, doubly so for you, because you were absorbing these things into your field. So now we have to release a lot of this. It's coming up for review. So the exciting news here is that if we want to draw in the abundance and if we want to draw in the loved ones, we don't want to come from the place of attracting the same things we always have. Whatever we have right now is what we have drawn in up to this point. It's what our energy is attracting to this point. There is no sense of permanence in the spirit realm, okay? We like to lock in the 3D natural world that we see here. We want the permanent partner, the permanent job, the permanent home, the permanent situation. We want to lock it down because that gives us some sense of security. But it's an illusion. Spirit and source and energy are fluid. They are always shifting. Now, one thing about this is that it doesn't mean that we abandon people. It means that we move through our current situations and we begin attracting new. So today you can attract something new. I've spoken before about how when we think about drawing in our abundance and we draw in something new, a little fear comes in and we think, well, what's going to happen to what I have now? The automatic assumption is that the spirit realm is going to somehow throw out what we have now to bring in what we want. We can only see in A or B, black or white, up or down dimensional thinking. We don't understand that Source has a myriad of ways to draw in and attract and shift our energies so that we're bringing in the good stuff. We think it means that our current partner will leave, we'll lose our house, we'll lose our funds, we'll lose our job because of the new that we desire. More times than not, we stop ourselves right there. So think about that for your field and what's going on with you. Are you stopping yourself because you're afraid you don't know how Source is going to deliver to you the goods if you allow yourself to be fully abundant and to fully draw in with the highest vibrational energy in your field? And are you afraid that what happens when you let go of your current energetic contracts, does that mean that you no longer will keep what you have? And what does what you have mean to you? So this is Leslie Fontaine. We are talking about integrity in our energy field and how to draw in abundance. If you'd like to give a call today, the number is 800-930-2819. And if you're interested in working with me and shifting your energy and some of the things that are coming up for you right now, you can go to my website at lesliefontaine.com. That's LesLieFontaine.com. And we will work out a session with you to clear out some of these energetic and ancestral blocks that have been stopping you till now.
Almost everyone at some time in their lives ask themselves, what am I? Most of our questions are ego-generated and simply don't address the problem of our false self. It's time to relax your ego and embody your soul. Dr. Dan Cohen, neurologist, inventor, and author, has created tools to awaken, a new way to transform from who you thought you were into what you truly are. Visit toolstoawaken.com today.
Get ready to experience Truth Talk Radio with host Deb Acker. Tune in to Truth Talk Radio each Wednesday at 3 p.m. Pacific on TransformationTalkRadio.com to illuminate the truth in your daily life as you experience life, love, and abundance from a whole new perspective. This hit show will leave you feeling lighter and bring you into a place of infinite possibilities every day in every way. Visit TruthTalkRadioShow.com for upcoming transformative topics and guests.
Awaken to your radiant, authentic self. For over 15 years, Soul Purpose Advocate Nancy Monson has been focused on leading change in the lives of those looking to live their true purpose. She is devoted to supporting people in living a soul-directed life every day. Let Nancy help you overcome fear, worry, and doubt. Visit EverydaySpirituality.com to learn how Nancy can be your Soul Purpose Advocate.
Holistic Medical Center is where you find it all. A healthy space with doctors who care, see, and listen to the whole you. Hi, this is Dr. Darvish. If you have not found an answer to your chronic symptoms, you will find answers here at Holistic Medical Center. Our doctors find the root cause of your symptoms and guide your body towards healing naturally. We transform lives from within. Visit drdarvish.com or call 425 425- 855-451-0404.
Artie Hoffman is the hottest psychic with the warmest heart and the host of the hit show Angels and Answers. A renowned psychic, medium, spiritual life coach, and an entertaining motivational speaker, Artie has helped over 15,000 people with his amazing intuitive gifts, his passion, and his humor. Call 877-ANGEL-02 to schedule a personal reading or to have your own psychic Artie party. That's 877-ANGEL-02. And visit ArtieHoffman.com and Angels and Answers on Facebook.
Wow. Hey, everyone. Welcome. Welcome to the Dr. Pat Show. This is Talk Radio to Thrive By. I'm telling you, I got to pinch myself some days because when each of us gets called to do something that we so not thought was in our wheelhouse to do for a purpose that's so much greater than us, we get to show up and shine.
If you would like to show up and shine on the Dr. Pat Show as a co-host or sponsor, send us an email to inspire@thedrpatshow.com. If I fall for you,
I'll never recover. And we are back. This is Leslie Fontaine, and we are talking about aligning with our own energy to create abundance. And if you have been hearing some things in your own spirit, things that you're craving to step into, urged to step into, feeling guided to step into, synchronicity showing up for you, then this should be resonating with you, because all of us have places where we have traditionally shut down, gotten stuck, explained to other people that we're stuck, don't know why we keep choosing the same things over and over again, why we retreat into security. But I promise you, and I work with so many clients that deal with this, so there's no shame about this at all, but we have places where we are so locked into a concept of security that we try to figure out what the higher mind of source is doing. So we can ask for a blessing to come our way. We can ask for abundance. We can ask for a partner. We can ask for a job or a gift or certain things to go a certain way. And we open ourselves to this opportunity. But then it comes in a circuitous way or in a form that we don't recognize, or through a vehicle we don't know, and we start pulling back and we go, well, this isn't right. This isn't what I wanted. But what we have to understand is that we're also aligning with other requests that we have. So this or something better. We're wanting higher mind. Higher mind is so much smarter than our mind. So when we try to shove higher mind into our two-dimensional thought processes about how things should work out and how things should appear, what inevitably happens is that we shut down the path that's been open to us to achieve our dreams. So the dream shows up. We don't know that it's a diamond covered in mud, or it's a vehicle that's going to take us to that special island that we want to go to, because it doesn't look right. Or it looks like it's a train or a bicycle. And we immediately start to think, well, this isn't right. Why is it coming this way? Then we start to get disappointed. Then we start to get impatient. So if you're on the spiritual path at all of these things should be clues about what's getting worked on in you. What is getting surfaced? I'm always amazed when a sense of fear will come up within me. And I want to go, wow, what is that fear about? Is it about reputation? Is it about being loved? Is it about not having the finances? Is it about something that I thought I should be accomplishing by now and I'm not making it happen yet? Is it about, you know, what success means in this world versus some of the greater good that I want to accomplish? Ask yourself the tough questions. Ask yourself all of these things when these feelings come up, because otherwise what you're going to do is cover over what is surfacing for you. Start thinking that source doesn't ever come through for you. Start thinking you're not good enough. All the old messages are going to start playing for you about shame and guilt and not being good enough and pretty enough and tall enough and all of that. And you're going to miss the lesson, because in the lesson is the opportunity for you to grow and to shift into what you truly desire. So each life lesson evolves us into allowing, into expansion, into abundance, into creativity, into freedom. What happens, though, is that the concept comes, the idea comes, the wonderful experience comes, but then the manifestation of it comes afterwards. And so we don't understand that, and we want it to come first as a concrete deliverable. Source works the other way around. Clear your energy field, draw it in, and don't come from a place of lack, and don't come from a place of shame, and don't come from a place of guilt. Well, that's easy to say, isn't it? I love to laugh when I say that. It is not easy to do. But we tend to run from these feelings. Remember when I was talking earlier about how we hide, you know, when we're not perfect. We hide those parts of us that we don't want other people to know. We don't want them to know how depressed we get. We don't want them to know that we binge eat. We don't want them to know that we, you know, crave, you know, other things, other people than where we are. There's so many things we hide in our secrets, in what we hide, in that isolation is this amazing opportunity to open ourselves up to healing. And when we heal, not only do we heal ourselves, we heal everyone around us, and we shift in agreement, and we begin to draw in this abundance, this amazing opportunity. So we learn shame and we learn guilt, often at the knees of our parents. We learned not to feel good about ourselves at the knees of our parents. We learned how to solve problems there and in school. We learned how we were supposed to look. We learned how we were supposed to look at life and feel. We learned, you know, so many things about what success is. So we aren't slapping God on top of our parental concept of success, right? Because Source has a much more expanded view of success. It's holistic. It's healing. It's for the good of all. It's for the highest good of everyone involved. It's the evolution of your growth. It's powerful. So think about that when you start to want to shut down and, you know, hide some of the problems that you're feeling in your own field. When we feel these inadequacies, the response should be, thanks for showing me. This is a gift. I've learned that this doesn't feel good. My whole experience in life has been to hide this. So now how do I step into this? How do I heal this place that feels so low, so sad? How do I go into that place? You know, if often we've wanted other people to be loving and they're not, or we're wanting bosses to be accepting and they're not, we have to look at what it is within us that's in agreement with that treatment. If we think less of ourselves and we continue to draw in those who think less of us, then that's what's going to happen. When you shift that agreement, you start to draw in differently. And you may tell me, no, that doesn't happen. I shifted my agreement and it's still coming. So I would challenge you a little bit on that one. Often we aren't fully shifting because we are afraid that we won't be employed anymore and we won't be loved anymore. So we put the brakes on it. And if you don't think I'm telling you true, I want you to observe this over the next couple of weeks with yourself and see where you hold back a bit because you're afraid of how it's going to turn out. You think Source is going to be just like your family, just like your parents, and Source is incredibly unconditionally loving, powerful, good, ready to let your light shine and be that gift that you were meant to be in the earth. So the solutions that come up are going to be so different than anything that you've experienced to date. So different. So allow yourself to think a little bit in that place of pain about why you are not fully releasing the agreement. The assumption is that I will have nothing if I release this. I'm afraid. So imagine differently. I upgrade my agreements. I upgrade my energy. And I trust that I am amazing and I am all that I'm meant to be in this lifetime. And I attract from this place. Yes, the unknown is going to come to you. You are going to draw in partners and friends and companions and synchronicities that you had never imagined. You're going to get guidance to go somewhere, to pick up the phone, to go to a certain store, to go on a certain journey. And the next question that your regular finite mind is going to ask is, well, how do I do that? Where am I going to get the money? Who's going to come with me? Am I crazy? Why am I thinking to do that now in the middle of this mess? That's what stops us from stepping into the alignment and integrity with this. So when we say yes, in that same moment, we have the opportunity to heal that thing that has been a block. So allow yourself to step into that moment of healing and say, yes, I choose to heal what is surfacing in my life right now. I choose not to attract from a place of shame and guilt. What is the source of this? Source I want to go from the beginning of my timeline all the way into present time, and through my ancestral line, through all areas of my energy field, spiritual, physical, etheric, mental, emotional, every vestige, every place in my chakras, my meridians, everywhere that I have held energy in my physical body, in my mind, in my emotions, in my heart, in my sacral areas, everywhere that I have refused to ground into this lifetime and be fully present, I release every interference that is in my way, and I choose to step bravely into all that I am in this lifetime. That's what I want you to take a look at today. Can you do that? Can you choose to do that from this place of your pain? Is it scary? Only if you choose to let it be. It's only scary if you think that no one will pick you up, and if you think that you are weak, and if you think that you are unable to carry your own energy. But I want to show you another way. I want to show you how you will be picked up and you will attract all that you are into your life at a much higher vibration. You are the wand. So when we come back, we're going to do a clearing and you're going to experience some of this. You're going to be amazed at what you're ready to release.
Are you and your family looking for one manageable lifestyle change that will positively impact your health? Look no further. That change begins inside your drinking glass. Learn how to put a lid on junk drinking by sipping from a recipe collection of colorful, fresh, tasty, wholesome fruit and vegetable blends. Get your copy now of Sip the Garden, fun, easy drinks for a healthier family by T. Carey Mitchell. Visit lifestyle120.com for information on how to order.
Transformation Talk Radio is dedicated to the education and awareness of Lyme disease.
Hey, everybody. Welcome back to Lyme Talk Radio. I'm Dr. Pat, joined here by
Dr. Nusheen Darvish.
Dr. Pat Basile and Dr. Nusheen Darvish will be bringing the most innovative, groundbreaking information, research, treatment innovations, and stories from those it affects every day.
I'm so excited to be talking about this.
We have so much to share.
Dr. Darvish and I are planning to do is connect the dots.
People suffering with all sorts of chronic diseases, it's time. It is time for them to transform.
Tune into Lyme Talk Radio and help keep our mission strong.
For the loyal listeners out there that have been listening to this incredible show on Lyme disease, we are not going to let you down. We're going to come through stronger and enrich the platform for Lyme disease awareness through Lyme Talk Radio. The message will continue. The conversations will become stronger and the healing epic.
Hey everyone, this is Dr. Pat. I am so thrilled. I've had the honor of working with Leslie Fontaine for the past year or so, and what she has created in her hit program, Sheer Alchemy, transcends what most of us get to listen to or hear in any point in time in our lives. But beyond that, Leslie is working with people all over the world, and she has created something phenomenal based on the feedback and input from the Archangels, from the Ascended Masters, from the light beings, and most importantly, from each and every one of you. So if you want to change your life, if you're ready to step into your own version of sheer alchemy, please give Leslie a call at 678-665-3366. And why? Because this is what you're going to be prepared to do. Be amazed, and on your part, connect with the Ascended Masters that are there to help you custom make the life that you are meant to live.
Get ready to rid yourself of all that is weighing you down and holding you back from living the life you want for yourself. Coming Clean, The Art of Transparency with Catherine Moss is a hit show for women in recovery who are ready to live life on purpose. Tune in and let Catherine help you live your truth one day at a time. Live each Tuesday, 9 a.m. Pacific on TransformationTalkRadio.com.
TheAngelLady.net.
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 TheAngelLady.net. 1-800-323-1790. 1-800-323-1790. Sue Storm.
Sue Storm.
TheAngelLady.net.
And we are back. This is Leslie Fontaine, and you are listening to Sheer Alchemy Radio. And today we are talking about having integrity with your own energy field. We've been taught and we have learned from the time we were so young to be afraid of our pain, to shy away from anything that makes us feel ashamed, the guilt that we carry. And so much of this is about learning that we're not good enough, or that our imperfections should not be shown to the world, and that if we are imperfect, we are less than. So today's show is understanding that when these things surface in our field, as painful as they can be, we've learned to act painful, you know, to act like this is terrible. And I'd just like to put a different light on that for you today, that when we feel these difficult feelings, it's not going to kill us, but it's an opportunity to go into that neighborhood with Source, with the angelic realm, to bring in the healers from the inner plane with us into that place, so that we can choose to come from that place into one that is more aligned with our abundance and with our essence and with our truth. If every time we start to do something, we feel some self-sabotage, or we recoil, or we hear old messages about, well, you can't do that, well, you're not that good at that, well, where are you going to get the money for that? And we start to make ourselves small. Think of this from this point forward as an opportunity to heal. We have learned some of our reactions. We have learned our fears. We have learned shame. So let's change that. It's never too late. We can start over right now. We can start our day over right now. Isn't that great? If it hasn't been that good up to this point, let's just start over right now. Nobody decided for us that it has to be 8 a.m. that we start our day. We can start at 1 in the afternoon, 6 at night, whenever. We can reconfigure our energy at any point. And there is nothing better to reconfigure our energy than to bring in the angelic realm, the ascended masters, the light beings, to help you shift into those things that are truly your inheritance. So let's take a look at this, and let's go into this with the understanding that we are not less than, and the bad feelings are not there to be hidden and to be tolerated, so that we just push through life looking good until we go home alone and shut the door. This is an opportunity for us to heal that thing. So we want to release this area, this issue, this sense that we have in our field of not being as amazing as we are. And we want to step into another sense of living where we truly are able to be all that we are. Okay, so let's right now, let's bring in some of the Ascended Masters and the Archangels. Some of you have brought up some of the issues that are going on in your heart space, feeling small, feeling discouraged, feeling like you never change anything. Things always stay in the same shape, the same form. Nothing grows, nothing transforms as much as you want to. Maybe you're not worthy enough. Maybe it just doesn't work. Maybe you've made all this up, all right? So think about all of that betrayal energy, all of that stuff that's coming up for you right now. So I'm bringing in Kuan Yin. I'm bringing in Master Jesus. I'm bringing in wonderful Archangel Michael. I'm bringing in Saint Germain with that amazing violet flame to clear out this negativity that is found a place to harbor itself in our field. I'm putting some protection on around us. Beautiful pearlescent gold protection. And I'm releasing out of my energy field and out of yours if you're willing, releasing all energies that don't belong to you, that are camping out in your field, that wear you down, exhaust you, tire you out. Releasing those out of your field. We're releasing any contracts and agreements with others that you've outgrown, that you've shifted, you've transformed. You no longer need to be the diminutive one. You no longer need to be small. You no longer need to hide your light. No one's going to do damage to you or harm you in this lifetime. And let's draw in all of your energy everywhere you've shared it, bringing it back into your field, grounded in pure love and pure light in present time. And let's retrieve any soul fragments you've released from trauma, bringing those back into your field. And let's fully align your energy with the highest vibrational love, thanking Kuan Yin, Master Jesus, bring in Divine Mother and Divine Father. Let's let your inner child enjoy that unconditional love, that full and total joy. And notice in your heart space where you're feeling a tightness. And let's clear out the core fear from the beginning of your timeline all the way into present time, that you will never experience abundance, that you can't step into abundance, that you can't step into a loving relationship, that you can't release these old hooks. Let's clear out any of the fear that's associated with trauma and abuse from other lifetimes, maybe even from this one, that if you step into your truth, you'll be abused. If you speak your truth, you'll be shamed. And you may get some images of loved ones, bosses, parents, even other lifetime images may come up to you of experiences of being shamed and coerced and manipulated. And choose now, with the help of the Masters, just see yourself handing over these vestiges of agreements and cords and contracts and elements and energetic vibrations that no longer serve you, letting them go. And let's now draw in your abundance. Let's draw in your beloved, draw in your new boss, draw in your new role, your new energy, what your energy feels like, and choose the power and the responsibility of that choice. Notice the part of you that doesn't know if you can be that grand, that special, that powerful. We're encouraging your inner child right now that you can be. But this is about you standing in your power, you holding the wand, you choosing, you standing in all that you are. Some of you are getting a real flush through your entire chakra column. You're clearing out any core fear of fully stepping into your power. If you stand in your power, you might be shamed because you might be wrong. All these old lessons that make you feel so small. And let's do a full wash of Supreme Being Light and Pure Essence Energy. And let's go up to the top of your crown and just release out any old beliefs and concepts that are limiting, that are small-minded. And let's draw in the light packets from the inner plane of your grandeur, of your amazingness, of your truth, of your abundance. Let's bring in your companions on the way. Let's bring in the work. Let's open the serendipitous opportunities that are yours. Notice where your throat clogs and you're afraid to speak your truth. And choose to release the block in your throat space. Ah, there's my throat space. Notice that you are letting go of the part of you that shuts down your truth, that doesn't fully speak, that isn't spontaneous. Release that part of you that edits what you say and controls your words and controls and constricts the flow of energy out of your field. And ask yourself if you're ready to let that go and the consequences of creating life with your mouth. Your words create life. Your words create power. Your words create opportunity. What do you want to speak now? What do you want to create? What do you want to draw in? Draw that in right now. Allow yourself to speak it, to bring those words to you. Notice any little embarrassment or shame you feel as you say those words and release that. Just relinquish it. Let it go. And see your light beings, your partners in spirit, the masters, the archangels, going arm in arm with you, going together with you. You're not alone in this. Walking with you to the other shore, walking with you into the new work, walking with you into the new creative endeavor that you want to step into. See them going with you. And release all the lessons you've learned that if you desire it, there must be something wrong. If it shows up, there must be a catch. Release all of those lessons from your ancestral line. Beautiful. Some of you really did a good job just now. Wow. And now let's seal this up for the next few days. Let's allow this to percolate, to integrate. And some of you need to really write down some of your desires and dreams and put it together for yourselves so you can see and be reminded who you are. You're not too old. You're not too young. It's not too late. You didn't miss your window. You didn't miss your opportunity. There isn't only one way to manifest, to show up. There are a myriad, multitude, unlimited ways with higher mind, with source. Beautiful. A lot of you releasing out of your sacrum now. So when we come back, we're going to talk about this work that we did and what just happened for us. It's a beautiful thing.
Can you keep your lifestyle in retirement? It's a question people often wonder about. Ask Ameriprise financial advisor Jeff Packman about the new Confident Retirement Approach. You and Jeff can break down retirement planning step by step to get the real answers you need. Call Jeff Packman financial advisor today at 425-453-0272. Office is located at 601 108th Avenue Northeast, Suite 1800, Bellevue, Washington, 98004. The Confident Retirement Approach is not a guarantee of future financial results. Investment and advisory products and services are made available through Ameriprise Financial Services Incorporated, a registered investment advisor. Ameriprise Financial Services Incorporated, member FINRA and SIPC.
Hi, this is Leslie Fontaine. Are you driven by your victimized inner child? Does your child scream at the possibility of the unknown? Remember, your child couldn't drive a car, go to the grocery store, say no, control her time, or make money. Panic surfaces when we empower ourselves, start something new, or just say no. That child doesn't know the big you can take care of yourself. Rather than fight, embrace her. Let him know you can take care of him. This is a big part of healing for many of us. Need help? Visit LeslieFontaine.com and let's talk about unfolding all that you want to be, do, and have. There are individual sessions, classes, and audio products to help remove the blocks and move you into your potential. And listen to my show, Sheer Alchemy, on Transformation Talk Radio, Wednesdays at 10 Pacific, 1 Eastern.
Hi, I'm Tim Darter.
And I'm Steve Kramer.
Join us on Spirit Fire Radio. Discover how to add the mechanics of meditation to your day.
And watch yourself connect in a whole new way. Find the amazing moments in life's routines that often pass us by. Add to your awareness with Spirit Fire Radio.
Tune in each Wednesday at 9 a.m. for your weekly guide to practical mindfulness. And to learn more, visit www.spiritfireradio.com.
My play, The United States of China, is about the trial of Miriam Hopkins, who is a metaphor for all that America stands for. It's the year 2018. America has become the United States of China. We've owed China trillions of dollars we cannot pay. Consequently, we default.
How long do you think it will take this financial empire to crash and crumble? Just like that.
This is more than a play experience. It's a movement to create awareness and empower people to be in action. We are strong together. We will always prevail. Get your tickets today at AmericaTheStrong.com.
And we're back. This is Leslie Fontaine, Sheer Alchemy. If you're interested in working with me and shifting some deep stuff, I'm working with some people doing some amazing work right now. And that's the time that we're in. And if you feel like you're ready to really start moving some things in your field, to step into the higher consciousness and the awareness and vibration that you're meant to be living in, I hope you'll reach out to me. You can write me at leslie@lesliefontaine.com. That's LeslieFontaine.com. And we can talk about the kind of work that you'd like to do. But it's powerful, it's transformational, and there's so much for you if this is resonating with you. So we just did a wonderful clearing and shifting, and I felt so many of you doing it, especially in your sacrum. And the sacrum and your second chakra, a lot of it is about security and safety, and why we don't step into some of the greatness that is ours. You know, we've learned to be fearful of responsibility, fearful of being great, fearful of being amazing, fearful of stepping into our unique, special ideas that come to us because that's who you are. And it's hard when we're not bringing everybody else along with our passions, right? Because it's coming to us. And we have to remember that sometimes. You know, we want so badly to share because we are social beings and we want to share these things with people. We want everyone else to be excited with us. And when we share with those who aren't, often it's because of the energy that we've drawn until now. So now we shift and we begin to draw in those that are passionate with us, that are loving us, that are showing unconditional loving support toward us for all that we are. And if that is not what is showing up for you right now, then this is your opportunity to shift that. Some of you did that in that clearing that we just did. I want you to be aware that there may be some fear that comes up because life is going to be different. Different things will show up. Don't think that it's like growing up in 3D land where if something new shows up, it means that something that you also care about is going to disappear. All right. We've learned to fear in the earth. Okay. Earth energy can be quite dense. I'm not telling you something you don't know, but higher energy, higher vibrational energy is not loaded with fear. So as we are shifting into that higher energy and we're releasing fear, we almost don't know what to do. It's like wearing a different outfit that we haven't worn. If we've, you know, been wearing jeans and t-shirts, you know, for the last 30 years and suddenly we wear a beautiful tailored suit, it's a very big change. That's what it's like to shift vibrational energies. You start drawing in and attracting something different. You start stepping into new ideas. You start drawing in new friends. And if we don't recognize it, then we miss it. Now, does this mean that, oh, we're done for, it's never going to come around again? Of course not. But I want you to be aware, and you don't have to go round and round and round this same dance over and over and over again, you know, missing it. It's there for you to have when you're ready. Often we're afraid to fully step into the responsibility of our own power, and we're afraid to live without fear. It sounds crazy, but it's true. Living without fear means that we suddenly see the possibility in everything. You would not believe how much energy fear takes up until you start living without it. And then you suddenly have so much time on your hands, and you've got time to write the book. You've got time to go create your new modality. You've got time to write that marketing material about your amazing services. And you've got time to go meet new people, and you've got time for that vacation. You're not fearful and frightened. You're not worried about where's the money going to come from. I just got guided to go, so I'm going. And things start showing up and appearing for you. And you think that's crazy, but it's not. What you're hearing when you say that to yourself is a voice from your past, and it's not your truth. Some of you really are ready to let go of the energies of your family, the energies of your loved ones, the energies of your culture, and to step into a higher vibrational aspect of you. And if this is what you want to do, I hope that you'll give me a call. I hope that I can help you as you step onto the path of being all that you are. But the message today is not to be afraid. When you feel shame, when you feel fear, when you feel insecurity, when you draw people to you that are critical of you and disparaging of you or explaining to you why you can't have what you want, why you can't step into it, there is a purpose behind every desire you have. Did you know that? There is a reason for it. You didn't come here to live someone else's life. You didn't come here to just be an American citizen living in whatever city you live in, or a British citizen living in whatever city. You came to be all that you are, regardless of citizenship, regardless of nationality, regardless of the energies around you. Some of these energies are lessons from other lifetimes, and it's time for you to release them. Some of them are prodding you to step into more of who you are. One thing I would like to end this show with is that sometimes we feel like we're not supposed to do certain things. We're not supposed to step into certain things in our life. Or if it doesn't come through easily, it's not time. Or, you know, we feel like we're not very brave. We're not very strong. We feel small. I want you to know, if you did that clearing with me in the last segment and you felt the power and the love and the companionship of the light beings, the masters, the archangels, if you really allowed them to participate with you, and I would so ask you to practice this often and frequently, then you realize it's not about you being strong in your physical self or strong in your personality or your persona. This is about you bringing in the higher vibrational energies and shifting and realizing that you really don't have to do this stuff alone. You don't have to be strong all on your own. You can bring in the support of the inner plane, of the higher dimensional energies, and watch your world transform. And when you feel frightened that you'll be alone, and that no one will support you, and that you may get guided to do things and no one else is going to come along, just bring them in. Allow them to participate with you. It's like being on a boat. You leave one shore to go to another. It's a new territory. It's a new adventure. It's a new place. Let this be your personal adventure, all right? We're not talking about turning into unloving, self-centered human beings. The thing is that you do matter. And whatever you learned about selfishness may be a little skewed based on what other people want from you. If you've spent your whole life sort of codependently enabling other people or manipulating your language so as to appease others and to please others, then now is the time that you step into the integrity of your own truth and your own words. And you start to articulate what gives you joy and what you want to do and what you want to step into. And it's going to be frightening and different for you if this isn't something you've done before. And on the other hand, it can be the most exhilarating, exciting experience ever. So don't hesitate to step into this amazing experience. I wanted to give a shout out to some folks in Seattle. I'm going to be at the Metaphysical Expo in Kent on Saturday. And if some of you have been listening to the show, would like to step by to say hello, I would love to meet you. I'm teaching classes on becoming a hero on your own soul path. And this is really about that whole sense of loneliness we have sometimes about stepping into our own empowerment and how great we can be. And I'll also be in Durango, Colorado in September and Ocean Shores in the middle of August. So check out my website, lesliefontaine.com. And you can reach out to me anytime with some of the questions you have about stepping into your own truth, stepping into your greatness, being the amazing one that you are. I hope you won't hold back. Today, let yourself expand into something phenomenal within yourself. Until next time.
You've been listening to the hit show Sheer Alchemy with Leslie Fontaine on TransformationTalkRadio.com. Tune in each month to Sheer Alchemy with Leslie Fontaine to stir up your passions, remove your blocks, and shift into an entirely new existence. Gifted, shifted, and powerful is what this show is about. Visit TransformationTalkRadio.com and LeslieFontaine.com for showtimes and dates. Contact Leslie at LeslieFontaine.com to schedule a transformative session that removes your blocks so that you can say yes to explosive abundance. You will not be the same.
The preceding audio was via a Skype call.